I could listen to that all day. That's my very favorite organist, jazz organist, Shirley Scott, teaming up with Eddie Lockjaw Davis. We'll hear from him soon on tenor sax with Skillet. And it is a series that they did together. Beautiful music from 1958. This is Cookbook Volume 2 from 1958. Shirley Scott, by the way, was an organist at the Great Harlem Abyssinia Baptist Church. And yet a lot of people like that in the jazz world who were affiliated with Abyssinia. So it's a wonderful cross-cultural thing happening there. Incidentally, Jerome Richardson on flute, George Duvivier on bass, and Arthur Edgehill on drums. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. And if I sound funny, it's because I'm having lip trouble. I've had a little surgery on my lips. I told you I fell. It was a very nasty fall. And, oh, I look so pitiful afterwards because my lips just jutted out. And I looked even more comical in profile. So they had to do some snipping and stitching on both the upper and lower lips. So I'm climbing out of that, but you have to have a sense of humor. These things happen. And next, after this, I pay attention to two teeth that are loose as a result of that fall. But it happens. It happens. You can't just lay down and wail over anything. You just do something about it. So if I sound a little funny, that's the reason. Okay, so what are we talking about today? We're talking about, of course, the I word as to whether there's going to be an impeachment of Donald Trump or not. But in the meantime, I think we need to talk about the dilemma that the Democrats are in. And it is a very serious dilemma. Okay, so we know that the report was issued. It detailed many instances, if pursued, because this is the one thing that Bob Mueller did not do. He made no definitive determination as to whether the president committed any crimes as such. That was not his charge. His charge was to find what the facts are in the situation. As you know, there are two essential charges that he was looking at. The obstruction of justice charge, having to do with whether President Trump caused others and even himself to obstruct justice in the course of dealings with, alleged dealings, I should say, with Russians and others in trying to manipulate the 2016 elections. Was there a finding about that? And even if there were a finding, what Mueller's report is saying is that this is not yet a conviction. It is not yet a finding of guilt. It is just simply We are exposing what happened or what we found through questioning witnesses and looking at documents. This is what we have come to conclude. So the obstruction of justice is a major charge here. Did the president lie about his actions? Did the president subvert the truth of what he did? This is something that the Mueller report addresses, and it is very complicated. But for reasons that we are to learn, this is one of the things here. Mueller's report was issued in his capacity as being appointed as special counsel, meaning he was to investigate these alleged crimes, but he was not to prosecute them. He was to look at the matter, look into the matter, and give his opinion as to whether the evidence gathered supported the claim that the president broke the law. He committed crimes against the country, essentially, crimes against the Constitution. And therefore, he is to be brought to justice. So we talked about the obstruction of justice, and then there is the other charge of collusion. And it is a very, very detailed document, and it's frustrating as well, because it does not answer, it does not give a definitive yes or no to the questions that people are raising. Is the president guilty? He's not addressing that. He's not dealing with that. Instead, he says Congress is the proper arena in which this report now must be dealt with. He made no findings of innocence or guilt with regard to President Trump. He simply presented the facts as he determined them through, again, lots of witnesses testifying, lots of documents that had been subpoenaed and that shed new light on these two questions. And this was his judgment. He was acting within his purview as special counsel, not as prosecutor. Now comes the issue of if the president is to be prosecuted, really, in this scenario, who's going to do the prosecuting? Who is going to find innocence or guilt? That properly belongs to Congress, says Mueller. That's a job for Congress. They can hold hearings. They can require even more documents. They can call even more witnesses. And they are the ones to determine the innocence or guilt. And this, of course, is the process of impeachment. Congress, and only Congress, has the authority to impeach a president for high crimes and misdemeanors. So it wasn't a done deal simply because the report was handed in. It's a pretty damning report. It, despite Trump's public claims that he's been exonerated and he has a clean bill of health, I can tell you that that is not so. The report itself says it is not so. The report says that it just is a is just telling the public or gathering the facts that it has examined and what it has determined based on the evidence it has acquired so far. The next step is Congress, but here's the problem. The Democrats are not united. The Republicans, well, we know for sure they will back the president in any hearing having to do with impeachment. They will back the president. They are united and they have a vested interest in his victory. Now, the Democrats have the main problem of disunity and a kind of getting fuzzy readings. The only thing that happened recently that gelled, at least in the minds of the public, where the Democrats are at, is Nancy Pelosi. You may recall what a month or so ago she said emphatically the president was not worth impeaching. And she tried to get that sentiment going among the party faithful, but it didn't quite work. But many, just the same, many members of the Democratic Party started echoing the same refrain. This president is not worth impeaching. What does that mean? Does it mean that he is just so beneath contempt that it is not worth cranking up this massive machine, using up all these resources and time to go after a president who made himself known to us in a particular way, and not a good way? But the fact that Nancy Pelosi said it as the leader of the Democratic Party, that Donald Trump is not worth it to impeach, she set a tone. And why isn't he worth it to impeach? For the same reasons that we talked about. But mostly because, in her argument, impeachment will absolutely divide the country, and we don't need it right now, even if it is Trump, even if he deserves it. To go after him in an impeachment is really going to do much more damage than we know. And it would be long lasting. It is not going to be a fast and easy thing. It's not going to be a quick fix. That's her central argument. It does not make sense the way the country is now to undertake the impeachment of the president. But what she is not saying is that she doesn't know for sure where the people stand. There's no way we know that, Trump's base will be Trump's base, Republicans will be Republicans, but she is really expressing doubt about the Democratic base. voting, the Democrats have lost quite a few of their people just straight away. To do this impeachment, you have to have solid backing. And she will not say it, but she doesn't feel that she has it. The Democrats don't feel that they have solid backing to get into this fight of impeachment. So they explain it in a different way. They say, well, it's not worth it. Let's just move on and we will tackle this in a different way. Not through impeachment, because impeachment is not the only way to get him out of office. There are other ways to tackle Trump. And the other would be having hearings. And they would be well positioned to undertake that. The Mueller report gives all the ammunition they need to do this next step. And it will simply be about having hearings predicated on Mueller's findings. That's what they're hoping they can pull off. But of course, it's not going to be simply hearings. It's going to be tantamount to impeachment. But what they're hoping that they would have a better chance in holding hearings, the reason they think this would be a better way to do it is that now they can go not just after Trump. They could go after everybody surrounding Trump. Nobody would be comfortable about being called before Congress, a committee, hearings to determine criminality in their conduct. Nobody would want that. Nobody would relish that. That is, for many, many operatives in Washington, D.C., that is a kind of, that is a hit to their career. Because now they are open totally to everybody questioning them. There will be nothing hidden. The Democrats can go as deep as they want, and they can select their targets more carefully, other than Trump. So this is the tactic, I think, that they're formulating. Already we have some Democratic leaders subpoenaing the documents and indicating that they're headed in that direction, despite the report. Whatever the report says, they're going this way. They believe that the report, while it's comprehensive, is nonetheless insufficient because it does not give a definitive explanation as to whether Donald Trump engaged in criminal activity, the kind of criminal activity that would basically have him forfeit his office. So I think that's where they're starting to go. It's not a guaranteed success, but it is a way outside of the straight business of impeachment. Since they're arguing, they don't want to put the country through a very fractious process that would create massive turmoil, and it won't be just in the United States. It would also, of course, have ripple effects abroad. They don't want to put the country through that. And to be fair, people say the word impeachment kind of casually, but it really is, it's a traumatic experience when the head of state is the target of legal action and it could have the effect, and Trump has already seen to it. He has galvanized his base. They will come to defend him. They will not look kindly on impeachment. And this sentiment will carry over for a long time. So if impeachment is pursued, then we can expect the country to be in turmoil for a very long time. Okay, so this is where I think they're headed. They're going to go the route of hearings. They're going to use the Mueller report as the basis for evidence that they need, for new witnesses that they would need to call. And they now can go beyond where Mueller goes in his report. They could expand it. Trump may not necessarily be the only target. Now they could find out who are the members of Trump and company. Who are the others involved? What role did they play in this debacle? What would be the consequences for those folks? Of course, if found to be involved, this is a career-smashing move. Those people will not have careers in government anymore. So I think this is the idea of expanding the base of possible targets. Using Trump, they would be able to expand the base, and they will be able to more thoroughly examine who did what, who's accountable for what, and are these crimes that they committed. And so it might not just be Trump going down, it would be Trump and minions going down. That's one thought. The other thought is, of course, as I said, the Democratic Party is not exactly solid right now. And so, with regard to impeachment, you have two schools of thought. You have those who are pro-impeachment and those who are against it. It happens that the voices, the anti-voices are growing within the Democratic Party, and they're growing precisely after Nancy Pelosi had already laid down the law, as it were, by saying Trump's not worth impeaching. Well, they disagree. How the two sides meet, I don't know. I don't know. But many see it as impeachment, I should say, as the proper tool. Because impeachment concerns specifically the president. And this is their target. Trump is the target. The flip side of that coin, as I've just explained, is but to get to Trump, we can get to others. Who will help us get the target? We shouldn't be seen as going directly against Trump because we don't have our act together yet. And we will have too many fires to put out. You will have Trump's base to deal with, and you will have people who believe that this is wrong. They didn't prove anything. The report didn't prove anything. The report didn't prove guilt, nor did it assign guilt. So you have that lingering legal question left by the report. But one thing that the report did say emphatically, it didn't specifically charge Trump with a crime it didn't say, you know, he is guilty of this or guilty of that. The report was very clear in its language to say Trump is not exonerated by the report. He's not exonerated. Now, he could dance up and down all day long, but the fact is, there's a lot of unfinished business here, the report itself says. Lots of unfinished business. But number one is that it ought to be understood that he is not exonerated. And of course, Trump being the liar that he is, what's the first thing he said after the report came out? I am exonerated. So this is a change in tactic, and they're hoping. The Democrats specifically, they're hoping to achieve a number of goals by going another route. Congress now has the power. In Congress, they would have a number of votes, consolidated votes, except that the Democratic Party has rifts within it. Are they going to be able to heal these rifts, ideological rifts, personal rifts? Are they able to, will they be able to come together sufficiently so as to present a united mass by the time they decide on this alternative action? Because now it has to carry through. Don't forget, congressional elections are just a wink away. So many Democratic members of Congress are worried, will my joining the pack here, will it affect me in my district? Others are saying we've been wimps too long. We got to get some muscle here. We have to flex our muscles and show the people who we are. Because right after congressional elections will be the 2020 elections. And the idea is to recapture the White House and build, if possible, a majority in Congress. So it's very interesting. I thought about it, and I'm wondering, you know, personally, I had thought that impeachment would have been the natural outcome here. But then again, I appreciate the arguments being made that you can make bigger points, you can score bigger points going the other way. Holding hearings, making sure that you cover a lot of ground, but you will have to do some work. You have to repair the rifts in the party. It's not working. And it is so clear to the public that the Democratic Party isn't together. It isn't. There's no point dancing around it. All right, so I've laid out just a rough sketch of this tactic that they're considering using, the Democrats. Is it a good tactic? Do you care? Will it work? How does it square up against the formidable, and it is formidable, formidable Trump machine? And will it in fact fall flat? Does it have a prayer? Is it a smart way to go? We'll take this break, come back to your thoughts at 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. You're listening to Lead Stories on PRN.FM. I'm Eutrice Lead, and we're discussing what's the Democratic Party likely to do now that the report is out. Many facts are known, but we still have a kind of limbo here because the special counsel, Bob Mueller, who turned in this report, also says it's not his place. He's not the prosecutor. Somebody else is going to have to take it from here. And A, who would that somebody be? And what will happen to these charges that people are expecting to emerge from this report? 888-874-4888. Jay from Georgia, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Okay, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Okay. I'm curious, after this investigation was about Trump's collusion with Russia to steal the election from Hillary Clinton or something like that. So now I'm hearing about these other charges that I'm confused. I thought the main point of the investigation was the so-called collusion with Russia. Is that correct or incorrect?
Collusion with Russia was part of the charge of, well, collusion. That was one of the things that the 2 points that were investigated, one of them being collusion. The other was obstruction of justice.
Okay. If he obstructed justice, is that because he was trying to stop the investigation for collusion with Russia? That's it.
Tell me where you're going. What is your question?
The question is, if they investigated him for collusion with Russia,
yes,
and they didn't find any evidence of that, is that correct? Did they find any evidence that he colluded with Russia?
Right.
Okay. So he's obstructing. What is he obstructing? He's going to try to stop them from investigation and the collusion that he had with Russia, but he had no collusion. So what is he obstructing? It's getting confusing. I mean, what's this all
about?
Well,
it does sound confusing. You're correct. And this is why we have to be kind of clear now as to where things stand. The idea, this is what the Democrats are doing. They are thinking that although the report says that they found no evidence of collusion, active collusion, it pertains only to Trump. But it may not pertain to those around Trump. But others around Trump weren't investigated that intensely. So now if they go the other route of having hearings, it gives them an opportunity to broaden the scope here.
All
okay,
right.
So if Trump is not guilty or Trump is found not to have colluded, then that's good. But who, if anybody, colluded?
Well, did they find any evidence of anybody in his administration colluding with Russia?
Well, not just his administration. We talk about his campaign, because that's a chief focus of it, that all this Russian help came in the context of Trump's political campaign to get elected. Okay. So if Trump himself is found not to have colluded by Mueller, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't address the question, was there collusion? And if so, by whom? Who else might have been involved?
Okay, the question I'm asking now is, how could Russia help Trump at all win anything?
There are lots of ways that foreign governments interfere in other countries' elections.
They could interfere to help Hillary Clinton win, because she was, from what I'm hearing, was more favorable toward them with doing things for the Russians than Trump.
She was more favorable. They all do the same thing. It's a matter of who pays more money.
Right. I understand. Well, that's kind of my point. So it's all a mess. That's all I can say. I just wanted to try to air that out, try to get something clearer. But thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Tony from Orlando, you're on the air.
Hi, Trees.
Hi.
Hi. I think that the reason the Democrats are taking this route as far as not wanting to impeach so fast is because they see that it's not favorable to them at this point. But going the route of investigations, to me, is pretty much the same thing. A lot of the people that have been watching the news media, they're pretty much tired of listening to all this Russia, all of these investigations that are not leading to anything concrete. And a lot of people kind of like tuned them away. They were like, their hopes were the expectations weren't, the outcome didn't come out. People are just tired of it. And I think it's going to backfire on them.
That's one of the reasons, I think, too, of considering what else could they do. Because they have a problem. And you just said it.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party is not together. The Democratic Party is having troubles of its own. So this tactic might help the Democratic Party heal whatever rifts they have and come together as a party to deal with one specific thing. This would probably be the way they think they should go.
But, in my opinion, the whole purpose of having the investigations, whether it was through Mueller or now through Congress, is to eventually get Trump impeached. That is the sole purpose.
Don't forget, this has not yet been decided. The Democrats haven't definitively decided that they would do this. It is an argument that they're thinking of right now.
But over here in Orlando, we have Congresswoman Val Demings. She's already came out and is for the investigations and for impeaching Trump. So there's this underlying voice out there that even though, okay, they're not going to go out there just like Maxine Waters and say impeach, but at least they're definitely considering the investigations, which will lead to the impeachment.
Yes.
And I believe,
okay, I said before,
I think that whether you outright say impeach or whether you just say investigate, it all amounts to the same thing. And if the Democrat Party is going to do something, whether it's investigate or impeach, you might as well just go for the full whatever you're going to do and stop trying to beat around the bush. Because, like I said, the people, whoever at this point, the Democrat Party is pretty much representing whoever was elected in the last midterm election wants this. So they're not going to win any independent votes or Republicans or they're not going to win over that side. But the reason they're trying to tread water carefully is because the national election for the presidency is coming, and that's when you need those independent voters to put you over the top. And I believe they're trying to be careful.
But, you know, I see your point, but there's the matter of what do you do now in the heat of the moment? How do you respond? Do you take advantage of an opportunity? And here's the opportunity. And here's the main thing I see is that if they go this route, they will not look as, sadistic against Trump. Because don't forget, Mueller's report recommends that, you know, as far as he's concerned, he's done his job. And he recommends that the process follow constitutional law. And yes, this is why he says it is best if, you know, it's put in the hands of Congress. Rather than say we're going for impeachment, let's put it in the hands of Congress to first conduct investigations. Don't depend just on Mueller, but go toward a kind of people's investigation through Congress.
So basically it's gone from being a criminal process to a political process is what we're looking at. And like I said,
but it always has been a political process.
So sure.
Don't you think?
I'm not so sure. No, because the whole underlying purpose of the investigation was looking at, almost amount to treason as far as winning the election with the help of a foreign government. But the thing is that now it's a political process is what they're trying to morph this into now that the Mueller report has not provided enough evidence for any criminal accusations towards Trump. Now they have to go and morph it into a political, which is what they're choosing to do. And that's why I believe it's just a continuation of what we've had for the past 2 years. And like I said, it was good for the midterms. It's good for your base. But I'm not so sure it's good as far as the nation, because the nation is divided. Whether you continue with the investigations or not, whether you continue by saying it's only an investigation and not impeachment, when everybody knows that the investigation, the purpose of it, is for impeachment. That you're not, they're not fooling anybody on that, you know.
Well, I don't know. I could agree with you on that point. I agree with you on your larger point, but I don't know that I could agree with you on this point, which is why you had the appointment of a special counsel, not
and
a special prosecutor,
nothing.
But a special counsel, and he made no determination.
He put out there what he was able to gather,
but he made no determination as to Trump's innocence or guilt. That was not his role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, determining innocence or guilt, he is saying, should be the role of Congress.
And they're taking up that role. They're taking up that role, and that's why, for them, they're trying to calculate, should they go full speed ahead or should they just go on a cruising speed? Either way, they're going towards a particular direction. And that's what I'm saying, that I think that
we don't know that they're going in. This is the whole point. It is difficult to tell right now which direction they're going to go. We know Nancy Pelosi made her statement that Trump is not worth impeaching, but we also see developing within the Democratic Party, people breaking from the establishment leadership and wanting to go the way of impeachment. Let's take it easy and go the way of the constitutional way of Congress conducting hearings and so forth, so as not to annoy the people or not to make the people think that this is a, you know, this is a hit job.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is that what Pelosi is saying is the old way, how they used to do things, you know, of a more subtle way of doing things versus like how you complain about certain members of Congress being too vocal and pulling the cart before the horse in many instances.
Yes.
So that's what's happening right now in the Democrat Party. But like I said, either way, they're going in a particular direction that might potentially backfire on them, because not because of their action, but because of how the media has portrayed this whole saga over the past couple of years. People have gotten fatigued, media fatigued from this whole thing.
Well, you make some excellent points. Excellent points. However, we have to keep in mind that this is just being formulated. They're trying to figure out, in the case of the Democratic Party itself, how do they accomplish a couple of goals at the same time without destroying themselves?
Correct.
What is to be gained, and what are they chancing? What are they going to be facing on the other side of it? So it's an extremely interesting time. But your points are very well taken, and thank you so much for offering them today. Jay from New York, you on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, you two. So I hope all is well. And I know
thank
you. You'll be looking as beautiful as ever within the next few days.
Not with my lips right now.
just a matter of time. Listen,
all right.
I think that impeachment is a waste of time, but to go after the group of them is the best thing that one could do.
Because why is impeachment a waste of time?
Excuse me?
Why is impeachment a waste of time?
Because I think that it will divide the country, and that even if they do impeach him, the Senate won't go along with it. So whereby, if you go the other route, you'll then have the opportunity to expose not only the impeachable acts that he's involved in, but the co-conspirators that were going right along with him to move forward the illegal agenda of the president. So it just opens up more of an opportunity for the Democrats to give a broader picture to the country on what's going on. But the flip side to this is, what will be the narrative when it's all said and done? The Democrats don't have the ability to do the proper analysis in regards to the exposition of what has been done. They never do a narrative to where as they bring others into the fold. Their messaging is not on the level that it needs to be. Now, if it was reversed and the Republicans was going after the Democrats, oh, it would really be something, because they know, unfortunately, how to message things right. That's how Trump got into office. It was part of their ability to message to their constituents. Because, you know, you have to ask yourself, with all of the things that we knew before Trump got into office about him, how could he get into office? I mean, Democrats must have been doing something wrong, even though Hillary Clinton was a terrible candidate. She didn't do what was necessary to become the president, because when she lost through the Electoral College, those states that she lost, she didn't even think that she would lose in those states, so she never went there to put forward an agenda for the people to vote for. That's what the Democrats do. They just think that they have you in their pocket, and they don't address you. They don't try to motivate you to vote and things of that nature. So whereby if they go after this and exposing the other individuals, maybe they'll have a better chance of showing the illegal actions and the conspiracies and all the things that's going on than just trying to impeach a single individual in Donald Trump, because the American public, they're still going to vote for the man. Like I said to you last week, I got 16-1 odds that he gets reelected. I'll give it to anyone. You know what I mean?
16-1 odds. Let me ask you, does this approach take a gamble that the Democrats would be seen not as as coming after Trump in the old-fashioned way, but taking the higher road of demonstrating to all that they're interested in justice and not vengeance?
That I would agree with. It would be more about justice than vengeance, because vengeance would be if they just went after Trump. You know, justice is if they put the whole kit and caboodle in front of the public eyes so that the public could see the mistakes that were made, the things that were done. Because the reality is, the people in America know what Trump is, but the people in America don't know what his cohorts are. The people in America don't know who his friends are who assisted him in this. People don't have a clear understanding of collusion and all of the other things that were going on and how it intertwined with one another. The Democrats would be best to educate the public, to educate the people on all of the shenanigans that was in play. You go after one individual, how much is it going to be really exposed? Because most of the people know, and most of the people have an idea that Trump colluded, that Trump, you know, is a fraud. He's a liar and all of these things. He does it to himself every day, the more and more he tweets. But the thing is, you want to be able to show the others that are right there with him, that may be in the administration or outside of the administration, that may be doing this, that may be doing that. And when you're able to expose it, I think it just makes the Democrats look better. And I think it'll motivate people to come out and vote and do the necessary things to get this guy and his cohorts out of office. And that's the way
how do you now appease within the Democratic Party people who absolutely believe that impeachment is the right way to go? They have all they need to accomplish that. And these are not, you know, fly-by-night people. These are Democratic heavyweights. They have already declared that impeachment is what they're after.
Listen here, Utrice. I'm sorry to say this to you, but Maxine Waters and all the rest of them, I'm sorry to say it to you, Utrice. Maxine Waters and the rest of them that's so strong about impeachment are nothing more than flunkies. And when Nancy Pelosi tells me, I'm sorry, I got to say it. Let me finish the point and you'll understand it. When Nancy Pelosi, who has manipulated them all, who has kept them in line on certain levels, when she lays down the gauntlet and says, I believe this is the best way to go about it, let me tell you something. They're going to all follow in line. It's been the history of them. Sorry to say it. They haven't broke ranks from it. They hem and they haw. They do all of these things and they talk a good talk. But when Nancy say this is what it's going to be, it's what it's going to be. Case in point, and I'll leave you with this. Just look at the history of the CBC. Just look at their history and be honest about it. That's right. The Black Caucus, they haven't done nothing. They joked.
Oh, that's not fair to say. You can't say they haven't done anything. That's not fair.
Okay, well, let's say they've done little. They've done little. They should be in the position to do way more. But that's how it's going to play out. And you know something? I'm not a big fan of Nancy Pelosi, but if you look at it and you play in chess, I have to agree with her. Maxine Waters and the rest of these people are just dealing on emotions, Utrecht. They're not dealing with logic and strategy. That's why the Republicans always win, because they deal in a certain logic and a certain strategy and a certain, how would one say, vicious, brutal political nation.
The music says I gotta go. And thank you for your contribution today, Jay. Thank you all for contributing.